Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. Please tell somebody, this kind God, another one who did. Tell another person, let me hear you, that this kind God, another one who did. Therefore, listen to me. Don't let impatience kill your faith. We've been talking about faith for 6-7 weeks now. I think I'm concluding this trench of it. In the first service, we came and we spoke. Don't let doubt kill your faith. Second service, we came, we spoke. Don't let anxiety kill your faith. This third service, don't let impatience kill your faith. 1 Samuel chapter 13, 8 to 14. 1 Samuel 13, 8 to 14. Saul was at the war front. And the word of God from Samuel to Saul, he saw, wait, I am coming. In the Old Testament, the offices were separated. There is king and there is priest. If you go to your village, it's like that. There is a priest of a village. There is a king of a village. The priest does not do the function of a king. The king does not do the function of a priest. But it is in the New Testament that Jesus came that we are called royal priests. We are kings and we are priests. But at this particular time, the priests were different and the kings were different. And Saul was told, wait for God. Now let's continue. That's the background story. He waited 7 days. The time appointed by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal. And the people were scattering before him. You know, the armies of Philistines were at the other side. The armies of Israel are at the other side. Wait 7 days. You can see those armies putting their guns together. You can see them doing Zoru, Zoru, Eyiba. I don't know the meaning of that song. But I know we sing it when we want to charge up. It has something to do with elephants, but yeah. You saw them doing all those things, jumping up, carrying their gun, and you are waiting. Most of the circumstances of life is as if the devil is carrying weapon, shooting, then you are waiting. You are waiting on the Lord. How long will you wait? Then everybody come and say, how long will you wait? Do you know what people do? Even your pastor, do you know what your pastor said they do? Just wait there. Just wait there. So the people were scattering. They were scattering. Things were being said. And the word of God for Saul, wait 7 days. He waited 7 days. When people were scattering, but Saul said, bring the burnt offering here to me and the peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. Saul, you are not a priest. You are a king. Continue. Look at this. As soon as he had. Did you notice that most of the time when you are waiting for God for something, waiting by His instruction, as soon as you go against that instruction, there's something happens. Most of the time, the temptation, the push, the pressure from the devil and darkness is very high when you are at the edge. In fact, the scientists will tell you the darkest part of the night is the closest to the morning. As soon as he had finished offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him and greet him. Continue, sir. Samuel said, what have you done? And Saul said, when I saw that the people were the man that walks with God will not look at men. Bishop Oedipo said something I will never forget. That God called him. That God told him. He said, David, look up and look down. Can you look up and down at the same time? When you look down at men, you are not looking up to me. If you look up to me and you don't look at men, I will do everything you want for you. Sir, ma'am, you are looking around too much. What are they doing? What is he doing? God has done it, so he has moved forward. He has done it. Are you ready to wait for the Lord in Nigeria? Nobody waits again. Tomorrow morning we'll go and you see old up again. Nobody is waiting. And at the end of the day, all of us wait. You know, in hold up, nobody wants to wait. But at the end of the day, what happens? We all wait more than necessary. When you are not ready to wait for God, you will still wait more than necessary. What have you done? And Saul said, when I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines had mustered as mishmash. Sir, it's not 12 midnight yet. Even though today is 28. If God tells you he's going to do something by 28, 12 noon is not the end of 28. Somewhere was around the corner and he moved. I pray for everybody here. You will not move ahead of God. You will not make your move when God is not with you. In the name of Jesus. Look at this. I said, Saul speaking. Now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal. And I have not sought the favor of the Lord. So I did what? I forced myself. Beware of what you force yourself to do against your principles because of pressures of men. I've shared with you before, in the market I grew up. Sometimes you see people going to different shops, doing different things, going there, you are there, people are not coming. And the president came and demolished the market. Unknown to us, different shops around us. There was python in our shop. There was black cat in shop. There were evil birds in shop, flying all around the place. If my mom and grandmother were to look around to what people were doing, we would have had python in our shop also. But today, where are all of them? They are dead, they are gone, their children are nowhere to be found. When you look around at people for competition and you don't wait for your God, you will miss it. As a child of God, stop looking around. Start looking up. As long as you can look up and down together, no good thing will happen. If you want to choose down, watch. Look down. If you want to look up, look up. Yoruba people will say, Toba fe josakala, josakala. Toba fe josokolo, josakala sokolo. Is that how they say it? Did I get it a little? Osaka sokolo. That's it. If you want to be Osakala, be Osakala. If you want to be Osakolo, be Osakolo. Osakala Sokolo is not good for the man. Do you understand that? Do you understand that interpretation? If you want to be a child of God, be a child of God. Don't mix it. A man that walks in the middle of the road is hit by cars from both sides of the road. He couldn't wait. I said, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor. So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering. Beware, whatever your conscience is saying no to, don't go against it, you will regret it. No matter the pressure, no matter the result people are getting, whatever is against your conscience, if you do it, it will judge you in the future. Next verse, sir. Next verse. Look at what Samuel said to Saul. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. Whoever does not wait for the timing of the Lord is foolish and has done foolishly. He said, you have not kept the command of the Lord your God with which he commanded you. Can we read the last part together? Read together that four. Where is it now? Go to verse 13. How did he leave where? Okay, let's read together again. And Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God, which he commanded you." Now read, let's go. "For then the Lord will have established your kingdom over Israel." He was the last one in his family, in his generation. Why? Impatience. Listen to me. What you went to get the wrong way. You see, God has sometimes a multi-generational blessing of wealth for us as a family. But the first person that breaks you for that wealth, if he is not patient and he goes in the other way, wrong way, that we do in Nigeria to get it, he will be the last worthy person in his family. What could have been multi-generational? If the first misses it, every other person misses it. The first fruit is a determinant. David did not miss it. Up to now, Jesus even came through the lineage of David. If David has missed it also, another family will have risen. Don't think you are small in that matter. What you do today will affect your generations yet unborn. Money good, oh. Money good, oh. If you not get money, if you not cry, anybody know that song? When I was growing up, now my papa they play. But nobody plays that song, kind of song now. Money now, money now, money now, money now. We will soon look for you. We will not find you again. Impatience. One of the richest people in this country. In fact, in the 90s, he was like the second richest person in the country. Their daughter and I were in the same Sunday school group some time ago. And she told us a story about her friend. Her friend was a fashion designer in Lagos that was doing extremely well. One of the notable fashion designers in the country in the 90s. Their name everywhere. Then people started telling her that you can do better. What better do you want to do more than what you are doing? The people advising you can do better than this. Look at their life. They are not better than you. How can a person know better than you? Tell you that you can do better than you. Let him go and do better first. So they took the woman to a place. I will not mention the place. Say, "You want to do better?" Say, "Yes, Baba. I want to do better." Baba gave him a chicken, a fowl. And say, "Go and not give the person food. If you don't give it, go and famish the cow for 3 weeks." Before the father, Papa gave the fowl, he said some incantation. So 3 weeks later, she brought the fowl. And the Baba put some horns in front of the cow and put fire at the edge. And he gave the man the fowl and said, "As you release the fowl will eat some corns. And after eating the corn, it will enter the fire. The number of corns the fowl eats is the number of years you are going to live. But you are going to be very, very rich." What are you looking for, sir? The man, the woman carried the fowl. Doing well. I don't want to mention the name of a woman. Doing well. She dropped the fowl. The fowl run. Carry one. No, don't worry. Carry the first one. Yes. Carry the second one. Yes. And now face the fire. The woman ran and carried the fowl. The man told you carry the fire, you run mad. The woman ran mad. The woman is still in a psychiatric hospital in Lagos. Impatience will kill your faith. Listen to me. Some of us have more than enough. Don't let people advise you wrongly. Impatience will kill your faith. As I'm talking, some people are doing like this. That's why you don't understand. You don't understand money. I don't want to understand at your level. Wait for your time. Do you know what? With the little traditional African religion, I understand. And with the little deliverance, I understand. There is no money that Juju will give you that is not the money written for you to have in your lifetime. You can't have more than you are. It is written for you to have in your lifetime. What you have is what you have in your lifetime. They will shorten the space for you and send you to hell. Impatience will put us into trouble. Impatience almost landed Abraham and Hagar in trouble. Let me not say almost. The fight between our cousins of the other religion and our religion is because of the impatience of Abraham. And you remember, if you look up and look down, you can't save me. She was looking down to what Sarah was saying, and they both missed it. Impatience will destroy your destiny. I beg you, do not let impatience destroy your faith. Don't look for other options. Don't cross your boundary. Don't run ahead of God. Now, let's see four scriptures. Four scriptures. Hebrews 6:12. Give me New King James, or you can leave it. Let's read together. Let's just read. So that you may not be... Read with me. Let's go. So that you may not be sluggish, but what? Imitators of those who through what? Faith and patience inherited the promises. Listen, faith and patience are twins. When you have faith, you need patience. Many people, when we say faith is present tense, faith is now, we think faith does not go through process. We think faith does not have a gestation period. Sir, if you planted cocoa, don't compare yourself with somebody planting maize. Maize is 3 months. Cocoa in those days is 8-12 years. Now, because of impatience and science also, it has come down to how many years? Maybe 4 years, 3-4 years. If what you desire for God is cocoa, you must wait for 3-4 years. If what you desire from God is maize, is millet, is whatever, is beans, it's 3 months. Sir, a person that grows beans will go back to the farm and keep growing beans. Keep growing. A man that grows for coal will not go back after 3 years. It works on his own like that. Let the cocoa planters, rubber planters, palm oil planters, let them stop comparing themselves with people planting maize. God has a cocoa plantation for you. Have patience. Stop running after the maize. For maize, you will still go back next year. Cocoa, when you come back next year, is only to harvest. You only come to harvest. You only come to harvest. You only come to harvest. Which one do you desire? The plans of God for you are greater than your imagination. Faith and patience are twins. They work together. Every man that had faith, called a man of faith in the Bible, their faith was tested by patience. Every man's faith will be tested by patience. 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 Give me another translation. Give me another translation of that. Give me another translation. Don't drag your feet. Be like those who stayed the course with committed faith and then get everything promised to them. You need patience to stay the course. Give me a New King James. Joseph, I saw my brothers bowing before me. He waited 17, 18 years. After David was anointed, he waited 15 years. Joseph waited 13 years after the vision. David waited 15 years after he was anointed, and he had the test of patience. God was delivering Saul into his hand. to see if you will kill Saul. Many Nigerians, I'm not exempting myself, would have killed Saul after I've been anointed. God has told me I will be king. And the man, God has rejected him. And God has given it to me. In fact, the kind dagger we will use, Bakan, Baka, clear, become king. People don't last because they get to the throne before God's appointed time. David waited, waited, and waited. Abraham, the man of faith, the father of faith, waited 25 years. Your faith needs patience. And let me tell you this. This thing I'm telling you, this thing is like dagger to me also. You know, the word of God is like two-edged sword. It's hitting you, it's hitting me. As it's hitting me, I'm remembering some things I'm waiting for. And I think God should have done already. And he has not done. And I'm here telling you patience. When I'm telling you that, it is affecting me also. But see, you and I, we have to wait. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Hebrews 10, 36. So remember, faith and patience are twins. A man of faith will be known by his patience. Can we continue? Hebrews 10, 36. Oh, my time. Let me just leave here. Hebrews 10, 36. Look at this. For you have need of patience. Some translation use patience. You have need of endurance, of patience, so that after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. After you have done the will of God, you need patience. After you have done the will of God, you need patience before you lay hold of a promise. Sir, are you waiting? Are you waiting for something? You are in good hands. The people that went ahead of us, they all waited. I've shared with you before, one of my friends, when I was serving in NCCF, you know, I look at him and I tell him, you are very wicked. Why do I tell him you are very wicked? Whenever we are doing memory verse, he will say, Lamentation chapter 3. Because I hated what he was saying. I can't tell you the first. But go and check Lamentation chapter 3. He will just come and say, Lamentation chapter 3. It is good for a man to wait for his God. It is good for him to bear the load while he is young. That time we they look for God, we walk, we never get work. You will not stand up and tell us. It is good for a man to wait for the Lord. It is good for him to carry the load, to bear the body while he is young. I told him, one day I'm going to slap you. Now you know what? It is good for a man to wait for the Lord, for he makes all things beautiful in his season. That the thing has not come does not mean you do not have faith. It is a test of your faith. It is a test of patience. Pass the test of patience. Everything you need by faith will be delivered into your hands. It is good for a man to wait patiently for a God. It is good for him to bear the load while he's young. The number of people that are over 60 in this church, they are not plenty. I know all of them. I know their age. I know where they are. Even here now, seated here, the number of people beyond over 60, they are not up to 10. It is good for a man to wait for the Lord. The thing where my brother do for me, now I won't do to you now. It is good for a man to wait for his God. It is good for him to bear the load. Why is your? You know what? That process will make you a king. It was a process of waiting that made Joseph who he was. Can I interpret? You have not suffered in life. You say you are wise. Who taught you wisdom? Nothing teaches wisdom like suffering. I once worked with an oga. Let me close with that. His first job in his life was against executive director. You know where he's from. You know where you'll be from. From the north. The first job in his life was executive director. 2 years after Stan working, he became the MD CEO of one of the biggest conglomerates in the country at that time. At that time, that conglomerate has like 3 private jets, and he was in charge. He was like 32 at that time. His first job was as a director. 1.5 years, 2 years later, he was an MD. That man has no respect for anybody. He can talk to you anyhow. He has not gone through stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, stage 5. So when you are like, they just look at you. At your age, I was an MD. At our age, I was flying private jet to London every time. The man has no patience. He has no mercy. He has no compassion. But you know what? He fell. And great was his fall. The only place in life where you start from the top is the grave. It's by patience that we move up. Patience is not wickedness. Patience is process. Are you in church today? I know some of you will not like me. But save this message. You will need to hear it later. In fact, you will love me. You will pray for me later. Patience is a key. Tell somebody, patience is a key to faith. Lift your hands to him. Say, Lord, strengthen me as I wait for you. Can we just pray? Say, Lord, strengthen me as I wait for you. Let me not give up. Let me not disappoint you as I wait for you. Strengthen me as I wait for you. Let me not disappoint you. It's not about time to go. They are precious all around. But the Spirit of the Lord give me an assurance that everything's gonna be well. It's gonna be well in the morning. Move on, weary pilgrim. Everything's gonna be well. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Ooh. In the morning. Move on, weary pilgrim. Everything. Everybody that is weary here, I ask that the Lord will strengthen you. Everybody that has waited and waited and waited, good news, the solution is around the corner. Just wait a little. I ask that the Lord will come through for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your 2 hands to him. Just talk to him. What have you been waiting for? Say, oh Lord, I receive speed. Say, oh Lord, I receive speed. I receive speed, Lord. I receive speed, Lord. I receive speed, Lord. Remember me, O 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 Lord. Remember me. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. To them, remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. Remember me, oh Lord. You know, Mordecai saved the life of the king, and the king forgot him. He waited for the reward. The reward seems as if it was not coming. But one day the king could not sleep because Mordecai needed to be rewarded. You are in this church today. Whatever you have done in the past that have not been rewarded. Any reward, anything, whatever you have submitted, you are waiting for a response. And the response have not come. This week, before the end of August, let your labor be rewarded. Let the Lord arise and remember you. Let the Lord arise and remember you. Let the Lord arise and remember you. Lift your right hand up again to him and just say, Lord, remember me. Remember me. Let me not be put to shame. Say, Lord, remember me. Let me not suffer. Let me not be put to shame. Have mercy on me. And remember me. Stretch forth your 2 hands to the altar. Stretch forth your 2 hands to the altar. whoever has been forgotten, anyone that has been kept anywhere in the backside of wilderness, I ask that the Lord will arise and remember you. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has a cobweb attack, cobweb are only found in the places abandoned. Any cobweb abandoning you that is making people to forget you, let that cobweb attack be demolished by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, today you are remembered. Let men arise and remember you. Let men arise and fulfill their promises to you. In the name of Jesus, a book of remembrance is open for you. In the name of Jesus, soon you are sharing your testimony. I decree unto you, the waiting is over. Move into your inheritance. Move into your celebrations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.